Hey everyone, it's Maria from Fitness Fertility. Now, before we dive into today's episode, I've got an exclusive offer just for you. Are you ready to do everything you can to support your fitness and fertility? Well, listen up. For a limited time, I'm offering a fantastic 25% discount on all my personalized training plans. But here's the catch. You've got to DM me on Instagram at fitness_fertility and use the secret code word podcast. That's right, just send me a message with the word podcast and you'll unlock this incredible deal to kickstart your fitness and fertility goals. So don't miss out. Take action today and I will support you on your fitness and fertility journey every step of the way. Now, back to the show. Welcome to Fertility Focus. This weekly minisode is designed to help you improve your fertility. Every Tuesday, I'll be focusing on actionable steps to help you take control of your own trying to conceive journey. I'm Maria. I'm a personal trainer specializing in fertility. Whether you're preparing for IVF, managing your BMI, or ready to throw everything you have at your own trying to conceive journey, tune in each week to hear more. In this week's show, I'm focusing on supplements, or to be precise, one particular supplement, CoQ10. Coenzyme Q10 is commonly abbreviated as CoQ10, and it's a naturally occurring compound found in the body. It plays a vital role in the process of producing adenosine triphosphate, also known as ATP, which is the primary energy molecule used by cells. And it functions as a powerful antioxidant, helping to neutralize harmful free radicals and protect cells from oxidative damage. And this is something which everyone on their fertility journey should be aware of and trying to avoid. Although the body can produce CoQ10 naturally, its production may decrease with age or due to certain health conditions, and consequently, some people may therefore choose to supplement their CoQ10 levels through dietary sources or supplements. So, now that you've had a whistle-stop tour of CoQ10, keep listening to hear more on how this supplement can support your fertility. Number one, improving egg quality in women. Now, as women age, the quality of their eggs can decline, which can affect fertility and increase the risk of chromosomal abnormalities in embryos. CoQ10 plays a crucial role in cellular energy production, particularly in the mitochondria. So by enhancing mitochondrial function, CoQ10 may improve the quality of eggs, promoting healthier embryo development and increasing the chances of successful conception. Number two, protecting ovarian reserve. Ovarian reserve refers to the quantity and quality of a woman's eggs. CoQ10's antioxidant properties help protect eggs from oxidative damage caused by free radicals, which can contribute to premature aging of the ovaries and diminished ovarian reserve. By reducing oxidative stress, CoQ10 supplementation may help preserve ovarian function and fertility potential. Number three, enhancing sperm health in men. Now, I know that I was talking about women taking CoQ10. However, as we all know, it takes a sperm and an egg to make a baby. And the good news is CoQ10 is also beneficial for male fertility. It plays a critical role in sperm, energy, metabolism, and motility. Studies have shown that CoQ10 supplementation can improve sperm count, motility, and morphology. And these are important factors for male fertility. Additionally, CoQ10's antioxidant properties help protect sperm cells from oxidative damage, therefore maintaining their integrity and viability. Number four, supporting assisted reproductive techniques. Now, for couples undergoing fertility treatments such as IVF or IUI, CoQ10 supplementation may offer benefits, and research suggests that CoQ10 can improve the quality of embryos produced during IVF cycles, leading to higher pregnancy rates and increased chances of successful implantation. It may also enhance the success rate of IUI by improving sperm quality and function. And number 5, regulating hormonal balance. CoQ10 may help regulate hormonal balance, which is essential for reproductive health in both men and women. By supporting the production of certain hormones involved in the menstrual cycle and sperm production, CoQ10 may promote overall reproductive function and increase the likelihood of conception. Now, while CoQ10 supplements do show promise in supporting fertility, as always, it's essential to consult with a healthcare professional before starting any supplement regime, especially if you're trying to conceive or preparing for fertility treatment. So make sure you speak to someone so that they can provide personalized recommendations based on your specific health needs and circumstances. And as always, if you have any questions, just DM me on Instagram at fitness_fertility, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. If you really want to make sure you work out regularly with people who truly understand what you're going through, then follow me on Instagram at fitness_fertility, where you will find my community of thousands of women who are also trying to conceive. And if you can't wait to work out, head over to fitnessfertility.com and sign up for my awesome free workouts. Don't forget to subscribe to the Fitness Fertility Podcast and tune in every Friday to hear interviews with fertility experts and in-depth discussions on all aspects of fitness and fertility. And one more thing, please share the show, because you never know who's struggling and may need that little bit of extra help.